Commence primary ignition.
Don't do that.
With 900 years, you reach blissful Uranus.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
Welcome to the Drunken Menace Podcast, a bunch of drunken idiots drinking and talking total shit. Ignore everything they have to say. They are wankers.
Yeah, so, Obi-Wan, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it was alright. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it, to be fair. It had flaws.
It had flaws?
It had many flaws.
I haven't found these flaws. Like, one of the main flaws being...
Just how many lightsabers are stored at the homestead? In the sand around it?
To be fair, if you had a metal detector, you'd make a fortune, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Rey obviously dropped the Skywalker sabers.
Yeah.
If she just walked around the corner, there'd be Reaver as well.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what is this, like the burial place for sabers?
It is. It's like, Bob, where are you going, Bob? I'm going down the homestead. I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick up...
Are you going down that homestead, are you? Oh,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick up at least 90 sabers. There's so many buried there these days. It's ridiculous. But yeah, it's like, fucking, they're all buried there. And what... I know it's a meme going around, but it's so fucking true. Like, so Reaver gets stabbed in the stomach, survives. Grand Inquisitor gets stabbed in the stomach, survives. Everyone else in Star Wars gets stabbed in the stomach and dies.
Well, unless you're Darth Maul and he gets chopped in half and he survives.
So basically, you're trying to say that...
Avoid getting stabbed in the stomach.
Yeah, Qui-Gon Green.
Who?
Dry Gin. What's his name?
London Dry Gin.
Yeah. You know, Liam Neeson, London Drives In. How can we get stabbed in the stomach? Just fucking carcass it?
Because he just gave up the ghost.
he just went, oh.
He just went, oh, for fuck's sake, can't be asked. He's the chosen one, I can't be bothered. Oh my God, there's a massive moth.
What's it? It's like Mothra out of Godzilla in the ice.
Mothra's attacked my face. That's the only light, and I've got all the windows open.
Godzilla.
God, that's horrendous. Where's it gone? Get up! Nah! It's like a minot.
And so Ben gets attacked by John Mothra.
Hopefully he's going to fuck off. I can see him. He's just sat hovering up there. Oh, fuck off. Get attracted to the other one.
And welcome to our live event of being attacked by a moth.
I should try and read this, shouldn't I?
Yeah, our previous episode where Ben lost to the moth, mud wrestling in a small bath of gin. And
no, you should do it like a David Attenborough. And here we are with the fluffy moth. Attracted to light and Ben's face, apparently.
I'd like to do that with the Obi-Wan series. And here's Obi-Wan. He's now burying one of his favourite lightsabers. Oh, and he's unburied it like he did back in 1982.
Right, but okay. We need to talk about the scene where he dives through all the ocean.
Yeah.
And comes up into the Inquisitorus, I think it's called, palace, whatever it is.
I've never been able to find the Inquisitorus.
No.
Wife's asked me loads to try and find the Inquisitorus, and I still can't find it.
Are you quite Inquisitorus yourself? Inquisitorus yourself?
I can't because I don't know where the Inquisitorus is. Damn it.
So he found it. He obviously went up in it. And then came out the other side.
She says, like, look under the hood.
Exactly.
I'm there in the car. going, I can't find this Inquisitor.
Open the hood. And then it's obvious, apparently.
Yes, it is.
I've got to start the car somehow.
Oh, I know where it's coming from now. So he comes out, he's all wet, Obi-Wan is, yeah.
Yeah, he's completely all wet. He opens the door and, I don't know, why doesn't he dress like a stormtrooper? Because he just killed one. But instead he goes... and runs between the halls.
No, he said that. He walks like a stormtrooper, walks like talks like a stormtrooper. He's Ben Kenobi in disguise. Oh, yes, he was.
Like
he is Obi Kenobi in disguise. Oh, yes, he was. Kenobi in disguise. Oh, yes, he was.
Walks like a man. So he's running backwards and forwards in the Inquisitoris.
Are you making yourself look like as a moth trapped in a fucking lampshade?
That's because there's one in my room and I'm scared. So he's walking through these corridors. Yeah. And like every so often, stormtrooper walks past. He goes, I hide in the shadows. Just fucking knock that stormtrooper in the head, steal his fucking outfit and walk around. But no, he continues to walk around. Oh, sneaky, 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 sneaky. And then there's a bit with the door. And the water.
Go on. Yeah.
So the water starts cracking. Sorry, the water starts cracking. The window starts cracking because of the pressure.
My God, this water's really hard.
Really, really hard. Obviously, because of the pressure, because they're underwater, the pressure in the tube, it starts to crack the bits. And then...
But, yeah.
But then you've just got these dickheads of stormtroopers in the one door, just like with their fingers. Yeah. Why doesn't he just use the force, open the fucking door, let the water come through and fuck off?
Yeah. And the best, because that's one episode that's just really bizarre, isn't it? Because as well, the bit before that, obviously we talked about, you know, go around the gate. When, I can't remember the name of the character now, who's the kind of... The one who's like
she's an Imperial officer, but she's not.
Yeah.
Talia.
Yeah. So when she's talking to the guy about, I'm your superior officer, whatever.
Why doesn't she just walk around that sensor?
It's like a giant big sensor in the middle of this huge, massive, open fucking space.
She could have just taken a sidestep and go, I'm not really here. I just walked this way. But why does she... Okay, so she's walked around that bit, but then she gets into that room and she's tap away on some console.
Yeah.
Why does she have her back to the door if she's a spy? Why don't you walk to the terminal behind you or the other way so that you can then look up and see people walking towards you? And then wherever you're tippy-tapping looking at is not on display.
Yeah, and as well though, she's got the the speaker thing where Obi-Wan's talking to it, and it's really loud, and surrounded by
other
Imperial guards.
Other people.
Yeah. Oh, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Just a very quick one. I'm actually about to do this thing where I'm nicking everything and getting Princess Leia back. Can you just tell every fucker in the building? And are you on loudspeaker? Oh, just want to check.
Just check that the loudspeaker's not working.
Yeah, so are you on loudspeaker? Okay, then we can carry on then. Yeah, so I'm going to go around and get Princess Leia, and then I'm going to stab somebody in the eye and do the water thing and... Rubbish. Absolutely bad. And then the worst thing ever towards the end of the episode was where he saves Princess Leia.
And then goes for a walk.
And hides under his coat. I know the Empire are pretty fucking stupid, but I mean, come on. Where, and I think some of you are like, where's Leia? Oh, dude, that's not
look at my crotch.
I was going to say, no, don't worry, my balls aren't huge.
I'm just a bit hot, apparently.
yes, my balls are just fucking massive. It's not a child. And I mean, imagine walking just out.
Just excuse this growth.
Yes, I assume I have elephantitis of the bollocks. It's definitely not a fucking. It's not a princess.
It's definitely not a child at all. No. No. It appears to be walking in unison with me. No, not at all.
I'm surprised that he didn't. He wasn't on her shoulders. You know what I mean? Trying
that
to buy
would have been incredible.
Trying to buy a ticket for the cinema. Yes, yeah. I am over 16.
I'm 7'2", don't you know?
Yes, I want 4 tickets to Emmanuel, please.
How old are you, sir? I'm definitely 18. Can you show me the inside of your coat? No, I cannot.
No. I seem to be balancing.
Apparently, I have a hard on, so I can do this.
I seem to be balancing on a small princess. No. But I mean, of all the fucking like kind of choices you can make of like plot points, like. So he needs to get Lara. What should we do? Should they run?
Put her in a box, like a cargo box, and like hover her outside or something.
What?
You know, like one of those boxes, like the Imperial scanning crew have, and they push those boxes. Put her in that.
Yeah. So you reckon stick Princess Leia in a box?
That's a bit harsh.
You're not going to buy us a figure, are you? So
basically, if Hasbro go Leia in a box, I'm buying it.
I want to
see living in the box. There's a cardboard box.
Living in a box. I want to see the Princess Leia figure where it's her with Obi-Wan, and you just see like the buns just coming out the bottom of his robe.
The bulge in his coat is just two buns.
Imagine like Stormtrooper stopping and going like, "Stop there, sir. Are you okay?" "Yes. Ignore my hairy bollocks."
Got a quick flash of my bollocks.
Yes. That looked like somebody's top of somebody's head. It's just hairy bollocks and everything. Move along.
There you go. Why at no point did he ever do that? Or is reserved for 10 years later?
I don't know. The last episode I really enjoyed. It had some great moments in, didn't it? I thought, you know, it was But then there's a small bit. It goes like, you know. Actually, end of the other episode into that next one. So, for fuck's sake, makes me depressed sometimes. So you got this tiny little ship and a Star Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
What's this theme in Star Wars where giant ships can't hit smaller ships?
Pyong, 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 pyong.
So you got. The last Jedi, it's like 2 hours worth of trying to hit a target, right? In Obi-Wan, the god is sat there getting shot at and being hit, and everyone goes, "I better do something, don't I, really?"
Just slightly increase the forward deflector screen. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. How about you stick me on an even smaller fucking ship?
And I can divert myself to that.
I just love the way. Because Darth Vader goes, "Oh, forget about those ones. Let's go after Obi-Wan." He's like, "Well, you should have fucking shot him down fucking hours ago."
Hours ago, yes. The fact that you allowed somebody to leave the ship you're targeting, you are such a shit shot.
But how can Star Destroyers not hit a target that small?
Yeah, they can completely obliterate a planet in the comics.
Yeah. I mean,
and can pinpoint cities from planetary orbit.
But can they hit?
They can't hit shit in space. Maybe they're drunk.
It's like somebody going, "Right, put a tennis ball on the table, right, and you're 3 foot away. Now, can you hit that with your forehead?" If you jump 6 foot in the air,
And then turn around.
Nope. And turn around. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I can't believe everyone just sat there going, "Oh, yeah, we're getting shot at. I must do something." So, yes, what do you say with this? No, I must. Bye.
Then you've also got the bit where Reva, they land on the rocky bit.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, we've captured Anakin. Well, and it's not Anakin. We've captured Obi-Wan, blah, blah, blah." And she gives Obi-Wan to two stormtroopers who take him inside the cavern and close the door. Why?
Yeah.
Why do villains always send the hero character off with minions and expect the hero character not to do anything. Why is this a thing?
And as well, and say with like when, which a lot of people have said, which is fucking so true though. It's like when Dave Vader.
Dave Vader. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm calling Dave. Right, Dave Vader. Right. Dave Vader. Rocks.
All right, mate.
I'm here to sort out a Death Star. And also, I can do a bit of paste and decorating.
Just on the side.
Just on the side, yeah. I'm Dave Vader.
Do you want me to cut in here, or should I just use some masking tape? Do you want me to cut in? That's going to be extra £40.
See, to be fair, I wouldn't use that type of paint, mate. It's going to be really expensive. I'd use emulsion.
Make sure there is some sort of tea and coffee on offer.
Yeah, you know what?
I like bourbons. Bourbons? I mean bourbons.
I'm Dave Vader.
I'm Dave Vader.
So Dave Vader's like, you're going to, oh, I'm going to pull back that ship and bring it down. Didn't see the fucking ship behind it, did they?
Exactly.
And what's the point?
Where the presence of Obi-Wan is and all the people.
Yeah, and also...
Surely using the Force, you can say, right, well, the ship I'm holding is quite empty now.
And secondly...
Shall I lob that away?
Secondly, in Empire Strikes Back, it lets the Millennium Falcon just fuck off.
That's a valid point.
It's like going, dun, dun, dun. Oh, I can't be arsed. I'm Dave Vader.
He basically is Dave Vader, isn't he? He walks in and goes, well, this is all painted emulsion already. So that's all pre-prepped for me. Oh, it's a falcon. Oh, fuck.
I'll tell you what, I'll be here next week.
I'll be in and out next week. I've got another job on.
It's going to cost you double, mate. It's going to cost you double.
Yeah, if I'm not here, then you'll have palps. So is that right?
Yeah, is that right? Yeah. And then like, it just.
I'll just leave the garrison, and they can paint for me.
Yeah, right. And the fight.
Any time the Falcon is around, just hold it and put it back.
But like the fucking. So you got the big fight between Obi-Wan in the last episode and Darth Vader, and. Let's be honest, Obi-Wan beats the fucking crap out of him in the end.
Crap out of him.
Right? And it's
just because he throws rocks at him.
like Dave Vader can't fucking breathe. He's there going like, oh. And I've got to be honest, I was watching this going, what an awesome scene. And then, and like, obviously, because you know that he doesn't kill Darth Vader. But Obi-Wan just goes,
spoiler.
Okay. Yeah, spoiler, yeah. Obi-Wan just goes, well, bye.
I'll see you later then. Till next time.
Yeah, finish him.
Same movie channel, same movie time.
It's like, I was going, for fuck's sake, finish him.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I just going to say, you know, well, see you, Darth. See you, Dave Vader.
I've put a couple of scratches on that suit of yours. And how quickly does he, how many helmets has he got on those Star Destroyers?
Pardon?
Does Dave Vader have like 12 helmets?
He's an octopus.
Yeah, because he rocks up. He's, so obviously the side of his helmet's like sawn off, and then the next scene he's like sat in his armchair with like a full helmet on.
Check is like a group of like technicians that turn around and get like, oh, oh, Jeff,
that's what I cost you.
Jeff, pass me the fucking helmet, will you? For fuck's sake.
Do you reckon it's like a really bad Formula One pit crew?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, here he comes again.
Full of Baba Fricks.
Hey, hey. Oh, no. Hey. I'm sorry, I got no enthusiasm for this.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Yeah. Yeah, and then. Yeah, and. Oh, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I love the way that fucking Aunt Beru just bitch slapped him.
Well, there is this whole Beru crew. I'm sorry, I do like this theory that's going around.
Yeah.
That Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen are actually batshit crazy, and they didn't die when the homestead was destroyed in A New Hope.
Yeah.
Those skeletons were actually stormtroopers, and Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen are actually alive and well in the galaxy, just causing shit.
Basically, just two really good.
Just fucking shit up everywhere.
just absolute cunts.
Exactly. I mean, they batted off the third sister.
Yeah, I love the way it's from nowhere. It's just gonna like bitch that.
Exactly. Like Aunt Brew is like, it's like absolute sniper from nowhere. It's like, where did that come from?
So what you make at the end of the, how do you feel towards the somebody made a really good point. Company was that, I think it's Mark Bernardin from Fat Man Beyond with Kevin Smith. It's like they should have ended the whole series with him going to Luke Skywalker going, hello there, ended it there.
Yeah,
because the bit with Qui-Gon Jinn felt a bit tagged on, didn't it?
Yeah, it's almost, maybe you needed that bit before he left Tatooine.
Yeah,
which then gave him the awakening that he had a more force powers, because the fight scene with Vader, I've never seen Obi like that.
No.
It was almost like he was awake, or he let go of, I don't know, his oh my god, I'm protecting all these people. Almost like his regret, and he became like this massive force user all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, really weird.
Where he reconnected himself with the force? I don't know. I'm not a whatever. You needed it before then. Like you said, it felt a bit.
What was that?
If you slow down and put that in reverse, I actually say something very good.
Go on. Try and say it again.
You sound like fucking Salacious Crumb.
Go on.
I forgot what I said now.
No, fair enough. What you say, plug him back in? What is it, like a charger? What?
Yeah. No, if you'd have put that scene with the Qui-Gon scene, like, I don't know, 20 minutes before the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it might have made a bit more sense, because he opened himself to his master, opened himself to the Force, opened himself to more power, had the fight with Vader. Oh my god, he's immense again. And then ends with the, hello there.
Hello there. Was it?
And then the Skywalker goes, General Kenobi.
Well, that's what I found really fucking weird. Like the bit with my mom and Jin is that it just rocks up and he's like, oh, that fucking
it's about fucking time.
I've always been
wanking to fucking hot porn all this time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I did watch you on the shitter for years. And it's not Sean Connery.
It's Sean Connery. It's James Mason.
And how cool would it be if it was like, say it was Sean Connery. Yes, I've come back as a Jedi Master. You're not King. You're not King Pang Pang.
You're not you. King Gong Paddy Work.
Give the dog a bone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's because I'm James Mason.
James Mason. it's just because, like, right, we've got lots of stuff to do then. If I was open, I would go, you absolute cunt.
I've needed you so many times and you just all of a sudden rock up.
Yeah. Right. When you, I don't need you.
I don't need you now.
Well, let's do one.
Yeah. Basically just throw rocks at him. Kick him with sand.
Yeah. Well, I'm you weren't ready yet, was you, Miss Moneypenny?
You still had your dick in your hand.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Quite an appropriate moment.
Ah, don't get Obi-Wan.
Yes. She fucking turned into fucking Tom Hardy and Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Let the games begin.
Oh, Obi-Wan. Oh, Obi-Wan. Mason. I froze open, but I literally turned and go, like, you absolute fucking cunt. I've been sat here for fucking 5 years. I've just been on this fucking weird adventure shit. And now
you've been sat in a cave.
And now you turn up, but I don't need you. Oh, yes, but you know what, I'm...
Where's he from? Scandinavia?
But I can't do Liam I can't do Liam Neeson's voice.
No, you cannot, can you?
I do Liam Neeson.
I don't. That's just it. I know I can't, so I don't.
I'm going to try. I don't know.
Right, you just sound drunk.
I need to do his Taken, didn't I? So it's like, I got a special. I'm Sean Connery.
Exactly, just become Scottish. I got a special schedule.
I'm James Bond. I got a special set of seals.
Why have you got a special set of seals?
I've got danger seals to come round and they'll make you tea and they'll show the. That's
they
even Sean Connery. Now.
They won't. They'll just slap you.
I've got a special set of seals.
Hi, my name's Sean Connery. Such films as Special Set of Seals.
I ain't Sean Connery. No, I can't fucking do Sean Connery either. No.
You can't. No.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, fuck off to Qui-Gon and lots of gin.
Qui-Gon, lots of gin. So I think the only last thing I'd like to say about Obi-Wan is the fact that Princess Leia doesn't really remember Obi-Wan in A New Hope, and that's really annoyed me because it's like Obi-Wan gets struck down.
Who's Obi-Wan?
It's Obi-Wan.
No, hang on. Whoa. Jump back. So there is the bit where Luke comes into the cell and goes, "Hi, let's go, to rescue." She's like, "Who are you?" And it's Stormtrooper, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I got it around the wrong way. Anyway. And then it pulls off his helmet. Sorry, that came out really wrong. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue. I'm here with Ben Kenobi. She immediately goes, "You're here with Ben Kenobi?" So she does know the fucking name.
Yeah, well, she says that in the hologram. She goes, "Oh, my father fought with him in the Clone Wars."
So she fucking knows who he is.
Yeah, but it's
does
like...
she not twig that the old dude wafting his lightsaber around?
I'm waffing
my laser sword.
Just one waffer thin laser sword.
My one waffer. Waffer thin laser sword. That she does not know, she hasn't twigged that old man, the old guy that she knew 10 years ago, is now not this old dude that has come to rescue them.
See, that if it was... Don't be wrong, I can't remember fuck all when I was 10. So I get
that. No, you do. 10 years old, you do. 10 years old, you are collecting memories.
Yeah, but...
And someone so significant that rescues you from those situations, you're going to remember that.
You would have thought so, wouldn't you? You
know apparently, what I mean? But if you're a 10-year-old princess, no.
I was kind of hoping, like, towards the end of the episode, we'd gone, "Well, maybe you forget all this shit." You know what I mean?
And it's been a blacker. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that she just needs to remember this crap.
Where's you don't even remember this crap.
Yeah, because then you got like Luke Skywalker in A New Hope, like going, "Oh, I'm so sad that the guy I met 3 minutes ago is dead." And she's like, "Yeah."
She's like, "We got a Death Star to destroy."
What's your 1950s film producer? "Hey, we got a..."
Hey, we gotta do this.
"Hey, we got a film to make, huh? You know what I mean? It's all the film stars and the man in the know, you know?
Well, come on, make it work."
Quicker, faster, more intense.
More
yeah,
intense.
It's really, if you think about it, like, that's just storyline. It's a really weird thing to pick, isn't it? It's like, well, that's throwing Princess Leia. She would have thought as well, though. He might have gone, "Well, the boy's a bit shit. Am I trying
the boy looks as if he wants to mount the igloo. Then maybe the girl's the way forward. Let's go that way."
He's
riding the igloo. So, like a panther.
Yeah, it's like I should protect the boy, but the girl seems to have a lot more to her.
She seems a bit sassy. I like sassy.
Yeah. Seems to know what's going on. And that's the weird thing about the whole story. Like, it's all about Luke Skywalker. But really, kind of the Leia's the smart one, and also be a Jedi. But everyone's just like, nah, let's go for the dumb blonde dick.
Let's go for the dumb sand licker. Come on.
You're right, Luke. I'm sanding my tongue. I'm my tongue.
I don't know, tongue. I think I've been my dad. But I don't know.
I'm the podfacing podfacing. Where Leia's like super intelligent, real strong female character. I reckon the bloke's the chosen one. he's just got his head stuck in a fucking his ass. then Sean Connery goes, yes, I reckon that the boy is the chosen one. Yes. Ignore the girl.
There is nobody else in this world that can clearly be so powerful than this boy.
Yes. Look at the way he sticks his head in the sand and tries to break dance. The kid's a genius. Oh, it's a fair Luke Skywalker is pretty much a dumbass, isn't he? And quite a miserable one at the same time.
That's right.
It's like
kicks sand. Who kicks sand when they're miserable?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, oh god, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm getting right. what type of fucking man child, right? In his mid-40s, stuck on Tatooine.
Is he 40? No.
Wherever age is supposed to be. Say he's in mid-20s, wherever he is.
20s, right? Isn't he?
Yeah. He sat there going pew, 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 pew with that toy.
Yeah, to be fair, there is that bit.
It's like, mate, you're 25.
Fucking grow up, you cunt.
Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. You right, Luke?
I'm just going to lick this T6 to God, Papa. Mate, that's a model. No, that's God, Papa.
What about the pack inverters?
He's like a shit snarf.
He is, isn't he? Luke Skywalker's shit snarf. But no, I can't believe the bloody killed out. I told you so. Obi-Wan died me.
How did my father die? Barbecue accident.
Yes, he's shit snuffing. Because all through the New Hope, he's like,
what's that flashing?
Even when he's getting trained by fucking Yoda in Empire, he's like,
oh, do I really have to do this, Yoda?
Snarf. Snarf. And when Yoda dies, what you dying for, Yoda?
Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing.
then he could like fucking jump all the way to fucking like the fucking Last Jedi. He's like,
yeah, I'm drinking the milk out of chili. You like that, don't you, Ray?
And when he gets handed the lightsaber, throws me on his back.
Yeah, exactly. What is this? Snarf. Snarf is lightsaber. Snarf.
Luke Skywalker's absolutely wank. But he's terrible though, because
I grew up loving him.
And yeah, exactly. And like, but he got this real strong female character. They was gonna like ignore the woman.
Ignore Leia, she's like ruling the world. We'll just concentrate on this snarfy crap man.
He's good, like the princess of the, you know, most powerful rebellion person who's got Jedi powers. Should we train her? Nah, definitely the window licker.
Yeah, go on, window licker. Let's do it. He looks more promising. He might be a bit more receptive.
Fucking Jedi are so shit. I mean, last one that's in the Obi-Wan series, that literally every single decision Obi-Wan's ever made is a fuck-up in it. Because when he could have struck him down like Vader, went like, he went like, bye, Darth, see you later. Cheerio.
Left in there.
Yeah, in when I'm going, but he kills millions of women and children and fucking, you know, he's like the hit of the universe. Offski.
I just exposed half of his face. Apparently he might die. I hope. Nah, fuck it. Let's leave it.
Right. Bye.
Now what? I want to go live in my cave a bit more.
Yes. I'm off to see the window licking king and the kid who's apparently going to save the universe. It's so true. It's fucking Luke is so dumb. And especially New Hope, he's so arse. He's running like, oh, Dad.
He's like proper Kevin and Perry.
He's like, oh, Owen, oh,
oh. Oh, I'm supposed to go to the toy station. Pick up some power converters.
Oh, what's that hunk of junk? Oh.
What a piece of junk.
Then you got the most powerful. He got the most powerful fucking person probably in the universe. And fucking could be trained to a Jedi. No, I believe we should not bother with that.
No, we won't do this. I know that you're the son of Skywalker, but I will not train you.
Why
just in cases.
Why won't you train me? Because the window licker is the can bring balance to the force issue.
Because I actually think your sister, which I cannot mention, is the more powerful one.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever seen her? No. So shut up.
From a certain point of view.
There you go. All he's got to say is from a certain point of view.
Yeah, I want everything from a certain point of view though. Okay.
So you see, your sister is the one that has the power. From a certain point of view.
One of you. I did kill your father. And I could have killed him many a time. About 10 times I could have killed him. From a certain point of view.
What do you mean? You were right on top of him with rocks.
Oh, I can't believe it. It's not that whole thing. Like you travel back in time to kill Hitler. And like, everyone literally get back in like, oh, Gucci Hitler. How you doing?
Oh, why are you all powerful?
I would leave this hip bloke alone. He seems like a right old rusky fella.
Well, you see, I could kill him, but from a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view, I won't. I can't be asked.
He looks a bit chipper. Hmm?
I think everyone's just really fucking lazy. And I love Star Wars, and that's why I love it, because there's so many fucking flaws. I think everyone like really exaggerated all the flaws of everything. I think
this is the problem when you try and link stories that don't need to be linked, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Know the end game, we need to get there. Let's try and get there loosely. From a certain point of view. It's just like
Well, that's the weird thing. That's the weird thing. That even they...
What the fuck is high pitched?
That's the weird thing.
Is this our new segment of Monty the Terrible Cat? Well, that's a weird thing.
That's the weird thing. Right. No. Okay. So
you're absolutely off your tits, aren't you?
I've got this bit of this cough. Okay, I've just hit the whiskey.
Sorry, I thought you said you've got this cock.
Because I've got this cock, I've just had to drink whiskey. From a certain point of view.
That's what she said.
So the gland. Right. The gland.
Gran.
Click teaser. What did we call it earlier?
Grand Inquisitor.
Right, Inquisitor.
No, not Inquisitor. The Grand Inquisitor.
The Grand Inquisitor, right? That
with the massive forehead.
Yeah. Why put him in the why put him in the series, right? Then kill him off. But don't kill him off because he's in the cartoons, so he has to come back. Why put him in there full stop?
Who's Moff Killamoff?
That's Mon Mothra's stunt double.
So I just took a drink of beer, then you.
No, because like no. So they killed the Grand Inquisitor, right?
But they did.
No, but okay. Well, apparently he's got two stomachs, so he didn't die. Even though Reavis got no. I mean, it's fucking Vader's become like a real shit Bond villain. It just leaves people just to fucking come back and get him.
Just leaves entrails. I could kill you, but I cannot. Because I want you to come back later on and help me.
It's like with the Grand
Inquisitor.
Inquisitor. So he got stabbed in his double stomach, and obviously just had his stomach removed, and came back at a really weird point. He's gonna come back at any point. That, no, I'm right. I'm just chilling on the table, just relaxing. And it's like Obi-Wan. But then, there's no point for that character to be in that. Well, there's no point to kill that character at all, was there?
No. It didn't kind of fit the story at that point, did it?
It kind of reminds me in Rise of Skywalker when they killed Chewie and then he's back for no reason.
It was a gut wrencher moment.
Oh, Chewie's dead.
Oh, Chewie's dead. Oh, but he's fine.
But you don't get it with the Grand Inquisitor. You get like, oh, Grand
Inquisitor. Oh, okay, fine. They killed him off already, have they? Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Obviously, he's in the cartoons later, so.
So he must come back and say, oh, there's his second stomach.
Second stomach. Yes, let's put that in the old plot points. So, God, it's absolute bullshit and it starts.
And on that note.
What?
And on that note, calling Star Wars shit.
Oh, it is, though. I mean, like. I just, why would you not train Leia?
Take her on board. Bring her along. This concerns her too.
I mean, yeah, it's not just leave the intelligent one, just give her the fucking window. Look, I just don't understand. Jedi just come across as an absolute dip. I mean, it's dumb as fuck. I mean, like when. So the leftist data bank thing in Obi-Wan. So. Everybody, obviously before that, everybody knows that Leia and Luke are and she's found that basically it's like pick up the phone book.
She tells the Grand Inquisitor this.
Yeah.
And the Grand Inquisitor goes, oh, okay then. This is good knowledge. And he then apparently dies and then comes back. Why doesn't he like spread that out to his minions?
You know,
go
what,
hunt these people. Who are these Pied Pipers?
I'd say I reckon,
the children down and kill them all.
You know, this thing in the Hollywood called an elevator pitch, right? So if I could describe Star Wars now, it's based on the story of two fucking stupid white blokes. Anakin Skywalker's is fucking dumb as shit.
It's sounding a bit like Mall Rats or something.
Yeah, and his son is super fucking dumb as well. I hate you. when he buries Obi-Wan, it's like,
just finish him off. Put more rocks on him.
Yeah, finish him off.
Put the planet on him.
I mean, I'll get kind of respect. Like when Vader kind of pulls the one ship back and the other one that's behind that ship just fucks off with everybody on it. He must go, I'm not very good at this.
Must go where he goes. I've made a mistake here.
I might have dropped a pot. I mean,
like, or just be like proper British and go, oops.
Bollocks.
Oh.
But again, though, I mean, again, is another thing. And again, is another thing, right?
I was going to say you meant proper Brum then.
And again, you know, I mean. Right. So, you know, in Revenge of the Sith, basically all the prequel trilogy, the hanging round the Sith. And they don't know that is they don't feel it or anything.
Yeah.
Because they can like feel. I don't know. And actually, that's bollocks as well because like, kind of like, half a pint of gin goes. It needs to check Anakin's blood, because he's got a bit of an inkling he might be the chosen one.
Okay. Random tangent. So okay. The whole holding of a spaceship back, as it lifts off.
Yeah.
Why, at the end of Rogue One, does he not just grab the Tantive IV or Tantive E4 and stop it going into hyperspace?
There needs to be a new book on the Force. It seems to be completely random when it fits the plot, whether you can do shit or not.
Exactly. Maybe the vacuum of space nullifies spores. Spores?
Spores. Wow. It nullifies the spores. No. Right, so.
No, right. Maybe being in space nullifies this. I still can't say it. Have another drink, Ben. Nullifies the force.
Have you gone full Skywalker? Blah, 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 blah.
Full Jar Jar Binks.
Blah, blah, blah.
With the binder codes. Isn't it binder codes? What are they called?
The binder codes.
What are the purple things from Phantom Menace? Anakin says, watch out for those purple things, Jar Jar. It'll make you go numb for hours. What does he say?
The hamburger. What are they
called? No, what are the binders?
Grimace.
No. The Force Awakens. No, it's not The Force Awakens. The Phantom Menace, the pod racer. What are the binders? Is that what they're called? Energy binders. Is that what they're called?
Auxiliary binders?
Yeah, don't touch them because they make you go numb. That's what... My tongue.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
You started it. I was going to say, right...
finish it then.
Yeah, so The Rise of Skywalker, right? So throughout the whole series of Star Wars, where the fuck, and obviously the series I was for, but where the fuck did it come from that it can resurrect people? It made life so much easier.
Yeah, there is that massive plot hole.
Across the board from the start. Okay, here's a prime example. I'm going to pick a very, very, like a super significant moment in this, right? So when Anakin kills all the Tusken Raiders. Yeah, Tusken Raiders. No, Tusken Raiders. And he finds his mum dying.
Can't he project his life force on his mum?
Yeah. Job done.
We can rule the galaxy. Son as mother. Son as mother?
No new hope. No.
Directed by George Lucas.
But I mean, if this thing's been around for ages, it's fucking...
Because surely the whole... Have you heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise? So it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, yeah.
And everyone, and Palpatine knows it. The book tells us he knows how to do it. So why is it, or is it the fact that they just don't, they haven't learned it? Raised just so powerful that it goes, well, in the X number of years between these two films, I am now so powerful that I can just blink and you will return to life.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, like that's
power suits the scene.
It's all about the
making the scene work.
It's like writing your way out of a fucking hole in it all the time.
Are we taking the piss out of Star Wars?
Again.
Oh my Christ.
But it's so true though. I mean, it's, I think Obi-Wan really kind of like shown a, like put a massive light on how ridiculous it is, you know what I mean, in terms of plot wise. Like I said,
this is the problem though when you try and shoehorn in something in between stories, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because they're always working backwards, aren't they?
Yeah, and, they always have to think about, well,
or sideways.
This is the end point. Let's not try and tread on anyone's toes. Oh, for fuck's sake. Or we've done it now.
On that note, thank you and good night.
Cheerio.
I have a bad feeling about this. I have a bad feeling about this.
From Ewoks to Jar Jar and Palpatine coming back. Fuck me, it's bollocks. Star Wars can be crap.
Primary ignition. Ah!
Cool. By the moon.
Don't do that.
For 900 years, you reach Lifford, you are not.
Oh, I love you.
Everything's under control, situation normal.